They fought in the battlefields of Europe. Some wrote their final wishes in a pocket service book tucked safely in their uniform. The fallen, and there were many, never came home, apart from their wills conveyed to those they left behind but closed to the world until now, as archivist Hazel Menton explains.
The majority of the collection are just the simple forms from the books, but in cases where they hadn't filled that in, families were able to submit letters. In these letters it would have stated that if anything happened to them, they would benefit from their estate. And sometimes they are quite sad. There are men writing home to their wives or writing home to their mothers or to their brothers and saying, you know, if I don't come back, you can have my boots.
James Delaney from Belfast left all of his possessions to his wife, Ellen.
He's listed as aged 48 and he was a married man with five children. Now, he was Catholic and he was a labourer, but his will is quite sad in that somebody has written it for him and he has signed it with an X.
James Purvis also left Belfast for battle. He wrote a letter to his mother just before he left his barracks.
Dear mother, we have got everything ready. We have our field badges sewn into our coats and little discs for worn round our neck. In a small book there is a place for making a will, so I'm making my night to you. The Lord Lieutenant inspected all the troops that are leaving. He bid us goodbye and wished us good luck, if that counts for anything. I hope you will all try and look after yourself. Tell the old man, George, Annie and Bill and the children that I was asking for them, and I will write soon.
James Purvis was not at war for long. He died just 3 months later, joining millions of young men killed in action, over 900,000 of them from the British Army.
They would have thought that as an individual they had no significance. They would never have dreamed that in 100 years' time we would all be so excited to be able to see this information.
The Irish men that survived the carnage of no man's land returned to a partly changed country.
The one they left had huge crowds and bands playing and cheering these men as they marched off to fight for Catholic Belgium and for home rule.
That's Shane MacThomas, the resident historian at Dublin's Glasnevin Cemetery.
When they came back 4 years later, they were coming back to an army that was viewed as an occupational army that had executed the men of 1916, and suddenly they were in the wrong uniform. They were the enemies. Now, that would have been completely different in the north, where the Union is still held with the British Army.
The First World War has almost entirely deserted living memory. And the Soldiers' Wills archive is one strand in efforts to keep what happened alive for those born decades after it ended.
A lot of people are probably aware that they have relatives who fought in the First World War. Their grandmother probably told them about a brother or a cousin who went off to war, but they know nothing about them. And I think this is a stepping stone to finding out the history of these people.